after defeat. But after defeat, that again, I think we don't deserve. Just because, first of all, we score a goal, and a real goal. There is no fall. I saw the images, and we touched the post, and just after we concede. So normally, instead of being 1-0 down, we normally have to lead this game. So again, we didn't see who was fighting for the promotion or the playoff, and which team was fighting for relegation. And after that, you know, in our situation, again, I repeat, some luck or something more. We had our momentum, for example, in the second half, when happened this kind of situation. And again, because we were so disappointed by the fact that they don't give the goal and we touch the post. Yeah, 1 minute, 1 second is enough. And so they score. After that, we push. We saw them panicking. But again, neutral supporter or neutral spectator who came to see the game, we never think that we are where we are actually.
The goal that Derby scored was the 20th goal that Charlton have conceded from a corner this season. Despite performances perhaps improving of late, there's still been that weak underbelly at the back at times.
I would be agree if you tell me that a few weeks ago, because we had conceded in Fulham and everything, much more, too much. But if you see the number of goals that in the championship are scored on this kind of situation, I mean, it's part of the football, certainly in England. I'm not happy, of course, because I prefer a clean sheet. I prefer, in this situation, because the last week it was better on for this aspect, I mean, for the set pieces. But here, again, we come from a momentum when we have to take the lead. And so I think the disappointment and maybe a lack of concentration cost us the goal. But globally, you know, when you see not only the commitment, the will, but you see the way we play. You don't have to forget which kind of team we have to face in this last step of the championship. What can I say else? Everybody have seen what we can do, what we wanted, certainly. It's not the first time. So after our game against Ipswich, after our game against QPR, be able to show this will on the pitch when you take only 1 point from 6 when you deserve 4, I think it's show that this team has qualities, and we just won the same.
When you look at the sort of quality that Derby would have had available to them on the bench when they had a former England striker, and then you turn to your own bench, do you see a difference in the sort of squads, and perhaps that is why Charlton are down where they are?
I think the main story is that we had some player fit, but not for a longer time. So we have to face with injury or red card booking. So a lot of things, and it's not easy, because I think that they all need, certainly in a competition as the championship, to be fully fit to be competitive. So it's also something that with what we have struggling. We not, but all the season, and in particular. So, again, if you go did well, he's not completely fit, not similar that he was coming from 10 games a row to his time game. So, many aspects. And, of course, yeah, you're true. We know that we have to face with a big squad, with a lot of option on the pitch and on the bench. But anyway, I don't see no real difference. I mean, and the way we compete, again, we deserve more.
Tuesday night now up at Bolton could be the game that confirms Charlton's relegation. How do you set up your squad for such a mentally difficult situation?
Just to do our job, because it's not the end of the competition. We have to show similar things. I'm always looking, even in a big disappointment, to improve, to do the thing in a better way. Because I think that the best way to prepare the next season, individually and collectively, is to think to be in the right mindset, and also with the best level of commitment and the high level in terms of football. So it's not finished. I mean, we have to finish our job as professional has to do.